The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The shepherds went in haste to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known the message that had been told them about the child. All who heard it were amazed by what had been told them by the shepherds, and Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them. When 8 days were completed for his circumcision, he was named Jesus, the name given him by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. The Gospel of the Lord. Morning to everybody. Surprise. And I guess I have to tell you, Happy New Year, right? So, it's very fitting. Today is not, the church, in a certain sense, doesn't care about New Year's. I'm sorry, we're grumpy. But we do care about the feast of Mary, the Mother of God, which is what we're celebrating today, which is why it's a solemnity, and I'm wearing what I'm wearing, and all that good stuff. So, first of all, a little bit, have you ever thought about what it means, why it was a big deal that the church decided to call Mary the Mother of God? How in the world can God have a mother, right? Isn't that kind of a theological conundrum? It's like, well, God made everything. God is before everything else. God made Mary. How can she be his mother? And that's what gives some people headaches. And it's really actually not that complicated. It took the church 341 years, to be precise, to figure it out. Or if you want to remove the 33 years of Jesus' life, whatever that number comes to, in the Council of Ephesus, the first Council of Ephesus. You remember St. Paul wrote the letter to the Ephesians, for example? Or, too bad none of you went on my totally awesome pilgrimage to Greece and Turkey, or else you would have gone with me to Ephesus. Okay, Ephesus is one of the original important churches in the Catholic Church. So like I said, St. Paul went there and helped found the church. It's in modern-day Turkey. Actually, the 7 original churches, minus Jerusalem, were all in Turkey. It was kind of like the Greek part of the Roman Empire back then. And later on, after Paul left, St. John the Evangelist, none other than St. John, the Gospel writer, went and he became the Bishop of Ephesus. And you remember Jesus at the foot of the cross told him, he said, you know, Mary, behold your son, behold your mother. And from that day onward, John took care of the Blessed Virgin Mary. So when he became the Bishop of Ephesus, she came along with him. So they have on the outskirts of the old town of Ephesus, you have the house of the Blessed Virgin Mary. It's a couple miles up in the hill. So Ephesus has always been one of these incredible Marian places. And when they had the church council there, to determine, it wasn't really about Mary. What the church council was trying to figure out is, okay, if Jesus is, how can you simultaneously be God and man? Isn't that like two people that are involved? And what the council figured out is, okay, you've got two natures, human and divine, but there's only one person. And the person is God. Therefore, if Mary, when she gave birth to Jesus, who is simultaneously God and man, but his person is God, therefore she became Mother of God. And it was a big deal for all of in the Church of Ephesus. They went marching through the streets with the images of Our Lady saying, you know, praise be the Mother of God, etc., etc. So now, what does this actually mean for us, and why are we celebrating this feast day today? Well, January 1st, you know, is the beginning of the new year. And in a certain sense, you can say that a new year is being born, right? We're entering into a new 365 days of existence starting today. So symbolically, when Jesus became man, which is what we celebrate in Christmas, like all of time from that moment onward changed. All of human history changed. The minute that God entered into human history, he became one of us. He transformed it and turned it into something new. And this kind of, this symbolically, the idea of a new year being born, we celebrate the Feast of Our Lady because We're celebrating the fact that with the coming of Christ and through Mary, through her yes to God, a new time has entered into existence. We are now living in salvation time. We're living in the time that God has consecrated and changed and made something new because of the birth of Christ. So all of this stuff is tied together. It gets complicated. But anyway, that's the long and short of why do we celebrate the feast of Mary, Mother of God. So, in that light, I do get actually to say Happy New Year to you. And not only Happy New Year, Happy New Time. Happy New Kind of Existence. Happy New Everything. Because Christ has become man. He has entered into human history through the yes of the Blessed Virgin Mary. In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.